الحمد لله معز الإسلام بنصره ومذل الشرك بقهره ومصرف الأمور بأمره ومزيد النعم بشكره ومستدرج الكافرين بمكره الذي قدر الأيام دولا بعدله من طله وهطله الذي أظهر دينه على الدين كله القاهر فوق عباده فلا يمانع والظاهر على خليقته فلا ينازع والآمن بما يشاء فلا يدافع أحمده على إظفاره وإظهاره وإعزازه لأوليائه ونصره أنصاره حمد من استشعر الحمد باطن سره وظاهر إجهاره وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا شريك له الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد شهادة من طهر بالتوحيد قلبه وأرضى به ربه وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله رافع الشكر وضاحض الشرك ورافض الإفك الذي أسري به من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى وعرج به منه إلى السماوات العلى إلى سدرة المنتهى. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلا تحسبن الله مخلف وعده رسله إن الله عزيز ذو انتقام يوم تبدل الأرض غير الأرض والسماوات وبرزوا لله الواحد القهار. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المسلمون كجسد واحد إن اشتكى عينه اشتكى كله. وقال تعالى أم حسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة ولما يأتكم مثل الذين خلوا من قبلهم مستهم البأساء والضراء وزلزلوا حتى يقول الرسول والذين آمنوا معه متى نصر الله ألا إن نصر الله قريب. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, elders, brothers, and those that may be listening over the receivers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is now just over 2 months that our brothers and sisters in Palestine have been subjected to the most merciless slaughter, torture, destruction that can ever be imagined. The levels of brutality, the levels of harshness, the level of retaliation, supposedly, which what they are calling, it is perhaps there is no record of such degree of massacre, such merciless torture and slaughter and disregard for human life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is a time when we all feel the pain every single day. And it is not only from now, from the years that have gone by in this period of the occupation that has been roughly just over 70 years. But at the same time, as believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in every situation, we have guidance that we turn to from the Quran Sharif and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have to go back to the teachings of the Quran Sharif and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that what is it that we should be doing in such circumstances and such situations. So firstly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Don't ever feel, don't ever for a moment even think that Allah ta'ala is not aware of what the oppressors do. Don't ever feel like that. Unfortunately, we live in a day and age when all of the different challenges, let alone what the challenges the people are experiencing in Gaza, Allah forbid, some of us become despondent with the very, very minor challenges that we may be facing in our lives here in this world, the different types of challenges. And there are challenges, no doubt there are challenges. And sometimes, Allah protect, that it comes words come on the tongue that put our iman and can put our iman in jeopardy. So the first thing that we have to realize, dear brothers and elders, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is azizun dhuntiqam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is maliki yawmiddin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who controls everything that happens in the world. Allah ta'ala is not unaware of what is happening. Allah ta'ala is not unaware of what is happening. These are the verses of the Quran Sharif. So this, once we have this, this itself should be a source of a lot of consolation, at least a source of hope and strength for each and every person in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That our Allah is with us. Our Allah is with us. In the second part of that, those verses, Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ مُخْلِفَ وَعْدِهِ رُسُلًا. Don't think that Allah Ta'ala will contradict the promise that has been made to His messengers. That promise is there, that nasr, assistance, victory will come for the believers and those who are on haqq. وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. Definitely the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to come. But what we have to focus upon is what I want to try and discuss in today's little Jummah talk. But another verse of the Quran Sharif which appears right in the beginning in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. That do you think that we will enter Jannah and trials and tribulations will not come upon you like it came upon those before you? مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ. Difficulty and hardship came upon them. وَزُلْزِلُوا. This is the word to reflect on, brothers. وَزُلْزِلُوا. They were shaken. People were shaken. The word is that is used for earthquakes. That trial and tribulation sometimes comes with the hikmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the people were shaken. وَزُلْزِلُوا. The people of Iman, the Anbiya that were at that time, whichever eras that have gone by, as far as the past goes, that Iman, the trials and tribulations of Iman will come, that test will come. Different people will experience that test differently. The Ummah on an individual level, on a community level, on a national level, on an international level, the Ummah will experience different trials and tribulations. Allah Ta'ala says, وَزُلْزِلُوا حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ. The extent of the trial and tribulation was such in the past that up until the time when the Nabi and also those with him said, مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. In other words, the difficulty, the hardship that they endured caused a natural expression of a longing for the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come. So we are in a time, we are in a period of that type of trial and tribulation. What is it that we should be doing? The first thing that we shouldn't do is that we shouldn't lose hope and sight of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of all the affairs. This is very, very critical because this affects the iman directly. And with the kind of environment that we live in today and the type of media control that is there, it becomes very, very easy to get carried away. So especially to the youth amongst us, that don't get carried away with all of the propaganda that is going on. Whether that propaganda be with regards to Allah protect us, that how weak, na'uzu billah, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, this is all false. Or, for example, the fact that who are the so-called terrorists and who are the people that are supposedly defending themselves. An oppressor can never be a defender. One who has taken control or has usurped the property of another, even according to international law, according to Sharia law, according to every type of measure of justice, there is no concept of one who has transgressed and oppressed of being having the right to defend him or herself. So let us be very, very clear about that. That is why the first thing to understand, dear brothers and elders, what we can do is understand who is the enemy. We must understand who is the enemy. Let us not be any illusion that there is any kind of legitimate state that is being defended here. The Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has faced merciless oppression and attacks in the past. It is happening now, and perhaps it may happen in the future. Allah Ta'ala protect each and every one of us. But the Quran Sharif is very, very clear. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la tattakhidul yahuda wa nasara awliya, ba'duhum awliya ba'd. O those who have believed, don't take the Jews and the Christians as your close friends. Yes, if you have to interact on some level, but to take them as your bosom friends that you feel that they are going to wish well for you, in whatever capacity, in whichever capacity, we have to be alert. So when once we fall into this trap or this delusion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the believer is an intelligent person, he doesn't get bitten from the same hole twice. So at every single level, be alert to understand that who are your friends and who is the enemy. Because once we know that, then we will react and we will interact on the similar basis. No one is saying there are sometimes those that may express and stand up for justice. That is a different matter. But as far as on an international, if we are waiting, if the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is waiting for someone from the non-Muslim world to come, and some state from the non-Muslim world to come and sympathize and empathize with what is happening with the believers, then we are in a false hope. That is why every kind of voicing and every kind of effort that can be made to highlight the oppression that is being carried out, we should be participating in whatever we can, to the extent that we can. And this is based on a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man ra'a minkum munkaran." Whoever sees any type of evil, let alone a genocide that is happening in full view of the world, where little children are being shot in their backs as they're running away, without any arms. Man ra'a minkum munkaran falyughayyirhu biyadihi. If any of you sees even the slightest, smallest or largest form of evil, of oppression happening, let him change it with his hand, meaning he must make every effort to physically stop it. فَإِن لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِي. If a person is not able to do that, if he cannot physically stop something, if you don't have the resources, the influence, the power, the authority to do that, then at least فَبِلِسَانِي, then raise your voice. In the gatherings that we interact in, don't let the tide stop. Let the pressure be there. Let the world know what is happening. When you are interacting with your friends and with other people and in other communities and that, then put the word out there that what oppression is happening. In another verse of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُومُوا قَوَّامِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ شُهَدَاءَ لِلَّهِ. We must stand up for justice. What is this that the ummah becomes so engrossed in our daily mundane lives that we carry on like everything is just normal? Nothing is normal about what is happening, dear brothers. Nothing is normal. Yes, we have full hope that the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. We have full conviction that Islam and the believers and our brothers and sisters in Palestine are on the haq and they will prevail. There's no question about that. But we as the body of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we need to be alive to and sensitive to what is happening. So we must know the enemy. We must, within the resources that each and every one of us have, each and every one of us have something that we can do. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Kullun muyassarun lima khuliqala." Each and every person has been enabled, he's been hardwired for certain objectives for which he has been created. We must reflect that what is it within my ability. But don't let a day go by where we fail to reflect and to think about practically what we can do, what is within our ability to do with regards to the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because when there is a war happening at this level, it is a war against each and every one of us, brothers. Don't be under any delusion, an illusion that it is some kind of fight against
defense is this that people are caged up? Millions of people are put into a small area. I read somewhere the other day that it is smaller than the area of Heathrow Airport. Millions of people are expected. And wherever they are sending them, then the bombs are continuing to fall there. Can you think about a situation where children are left, little children, newborn children are left to starve to death in a hospital? In a hospital. So let it not be business as usual. Don't underestimate the power of raising the voice, of raising our, of speaking, of, if we look, dear brothers, 10 years ago, roughly 10, 12 years ago when the Arab Spring happened, what happened? An entire wave came upon the Ummah where oppressive regimes were in different places. Allah Ta'ala brought about to some extent, some degree of change came. So let us not forget that Allah Ta'ala's help is there. The Muslim Ummah is a very, very robust Ummah. When you go and you speak to the individuals on the ground, then remember there are billions of Muslims, hundreds of millions of believers that all feel the same pain. And if the rulers of the Muslim world are asleep, it doesn't mean that the Ummah is asleep. So my message, brothers, is that each and every one of us think, what is the change that I can? We are very, very intelligent and very smart when we plan our own affairs out. These are our brothers and sisters, whatever we can do. The hadith says, فَإِلَّمْ يَسْتَطِعُ, if you can't speak about it also, then فَبِقَلْبِ, then strategize on what efforts can be made in order to remove the suffering and bring about the dominance of our people again in those lands. It is a temporary period of time. In the time of Salahuddin Ayyubi rahmatullah alayh, by the way, the khutbah which I recited it as a hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the opening, these are the words that Salahuddin Ayyubi rahmatullah alayh recited on the khutbah, on the minbar of Masjid al-Aqsa when he conquered and reconquered Masjid al-Aqsa after 90 years of the Crusaders. So we have a lot of hope. So the first thing we said is that understand who is the enemy. Number two, the resources that each and every one of us have, we are obliged as a dictate of our iman to reflect upon what it is that we should be doing and we can do. And get in touch with those that can have whatever level of influence we can have. If it means that we have to just change the way that we live a little bit, where we can cut down on some surplus expenditure, bread, the basic necessities people are struggling for. So a little bit of change, but if we carry on living our lives as normal, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْبَذَادَةَ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. Simplicity is also part of iman. Simplicity is also part. So if we can adopt a degree or a higher degree of simplicity, everyone has different levels. No one is saying that we want to impose any kind of, but wherever we can cut surplus expenditure, why not cut it and pass that assistance to our brothers and sisters in Palestine, both for the resistance and also for the humanitarian effort. But the resistance is also very, very important. Alhamdulillah, from what we hear, our brothers are making a firm resistance against the oppression that is being meted out with the assistance of some of the so-called superpowers of the world. So, let us reflect individually on what degree of resource and authority and difference that we are going to make. This is the first message. The second point that we can implement in our lives is that we must make a firm resolution to eliminate all types of oppression from our lives. All types. Because of the ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. If there is oppression that is rife in the world today, there is also oppression that is happening within our own societies, within our individual persons, within our nuclear families, and our broader communities and families. There's a lot of oppression that is happening, dear brothers and elders. Let us reflect over that oppression. That oppression where the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have been blessed with by no goodness of, inherent goodness of our own, where we are oppressing those ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'oolun ar ra'iyati. Each one of you is like a shepherd and each one of you is responsible for his flock. Our ulama have written that even the individual, We are even kings of our own body. We are controllers and rulers of our own body. Let it start from there. Let it start from there that whatever type of oppression is happening, what is the definition of oppression? The definition of dhulm is anything that is placed in its incorrect place. Placing or utilizing anything in the incorrect manner, this is the meaning. So when we utilize our eyes in the wrong way, this is a form of oppression. When we utilize our hands in the wrong way, it's a form of oppression. The other resources that we have, when we utilize it in the incorrect way, this is also a form of oppression. So we need to eliminate and resolve that we will eliminate oppression, every kind of oppression from our lives. The time that we are wasting, hours and hours go by. Especially the youth, if we have that time to flick through the Instagrams and the TikToks that have been flooded with the propaganda of our enemies, then why not take that same time out, make some zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sit as some youngsters together and put our heads together and minds together. What can we do for our brothers and sisters? So, oppression, we need to resolve that we will remove all types of oppression from our lives, our individual lives, our family lives, and our collective, all types of difficulties that are there. We look around us today, I always repeat this, that care and concern for those that are less fortunate than us, and feeling that pain, is such an emphasized aspect in the Quran Sharif and the Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is actually very, very, it's remarkable how much of emphasis is placed on it. You know, I've said this on many occasions and I'll repeat it again, that we cannot expect that Iman is only the aspects of worship. Iman is a holistic way of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Iman has over, in some hadith he said 60 to 70 branches. He's likened Iman to a huge tree. So the core is La ilaha illallah, belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the finality of the Prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But it doesn't end there. Empathy, genuine concern for those that are around us, that are suffering, whether it may be on our doorsteps, or it may be in the radius as they go further and further away from us. Genuine concern and doing things, when we can make a difference, it is part and parcel of Iman. Listen to the verses of Surah Al-Balad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in Surah Al-Fajr, فَلَقْتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَةِ O man, why do you not climb the steep path? وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْعَقَبَةِ What will make you understand what is the steep path? فَكُّ رَقَبَةِ Freeing that slave. فَكُّ رَقَبَةِ Someone will say, we don't have slaves today. We have slaves, we have economic slaves. We have people that are trapped in poverty. We have. وَمَا فَكُّ رَقَبَةِ أَوْ إِطْعَامٌ فِي يَوْمٍ ذِي مَسْغَبَةِ Or feeding someone. يَتِيمًا ذَا مَقْرَبَ أَوْ مِسْكِينًا ذَا مَتْرَبَ Feeding that orphan or that poor person who's down in the dust. ثُمَّ كَانَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْمَرْحَمَةِ Then we will become truly from those who have Iman. In other words, this empathizing and being alive to the conditions that are around us, this is part and parcel of our Iman. We cannot expect to be true believers if we haven't felt and we're not feeling the pain of all of those that are suffering and doing whatever and making a change practically in our lives. Then another thing that we can do, in a proactive way, is to engage in istighfar and make a firm resolve to live a life of taqwa. Again, you will ask that, yes, but what is the link? The link is coming from the Quran Sharif, dear brothers and elders. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا When we seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا Allah Ta'ala's mercy pours down from the heavens. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتِ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا Allah Ta'ala's assistance in all forms, what we understand and what we may not even understand, will come down. In another verse of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا Especially the youth, if we feel that pain, then make that resolve that we will stop flipping through the social medias that are filled and populated with all sorts of obscenities. In fact, if you go into it, and this is not our topic, but a lot of those obscene websites are controlled by the enemies of Islam. And this is one of the strategies that they've adopted in order to corrupt. And when we hear, alhamdulillah, the type of nation that has been prepared for the resistance in Palestine, it brings coolness to the hearts, dear brothers and elders, that there is a group of fighters that are fighting up and standing up for justice, that are fasting during the day and standing in Qiyam during the night. Yes, the time is there, now it is here. These are the type of people that are fighting and standing up and that were established by people like Sheikh Ahmad Yasin. So there is no reason to lose hope. But let us increase our istighfar and make a firm resolve. Yes, there are challenges out there. A person gets, you know, there are all sorts of temptation towards sin. But we are in a situation where we can turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, oh Allah, at least if we are not spilling, our blood is not being spilt, at least let us spill the blood of our haram desires. Na tera dil, na teri jaan chahiye. Allah Ta'ala is not here. Allah Ta'ala hasn't asked us now to, here we don't face that type of, where bombs are falling down. Look at the social media where you're seeing little children are sitting in their house and bombs are flying. Bombs are falling down. So my Shaykh Hazrat Mahakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says that na tera dil, na teri jaan chahiye. At this stage Allah Ta'ala is not asking us for our hearts and our lives. Unko faqat tujhse khune arma chahiye. If we want to become some level of shaheed, we want to get some level of shahadat, if we want also, make a resolve today that we will slaughter the desire, we will slaughter and we will spill the blood of our haram desires. That we will do. Unko tujhse khune arma chahiye. Allah Ta'ala wants to see the blood of our, at least we can sacrifice that. At least we can do that. So, time has expired. I will wrap up just as quick summary that brothers, let us understand that this is a war against the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We must know the enemy. We should not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Ummah is very, very strong. The Ummah will prevail. Number two, we should eliminate all types of oppression from our lives and wherever we can from others when we see that oppression. We should be proactive in terms of whatever we can do, whether it is raising the voice, assisting in any manner whatsoever. Each and every one of us knows the degree to which we have influence. Sometimes it's just a phone call. Just a little phone call to someone to say, listen, this is what a need is there. The youngsters, you mobilize among your friends and discuss this topic. What can we do? And as an ummah, if we all unite, like I said in the Arab Spring, how it came as a wave it picked up. Then we must increase our istighfar and tawbah and make a firm resolve to spill the blood of our haram desires and adopt a life of taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, a person, وَمَيَّ اتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah Ta'ala will create a way out for those of us that have taqwa. Be alert to the pain and the suffering that is happening all around us. And finally, we should not lose hope that the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is coming. Not only is it coming, it is close. Ala inna nasrallahi qareeb. These are the verses of the Quran Sharif. These are not my own words. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of amal. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.